Yes, sir.
Much going on.
All right, we continue with the Balatanya. We're now starting the fifth perek with the commentary of the Chassidus Mevoeres. And let's just quickly look at page Reish, to do a sikum of the last perek, just to quickly review the perek before as it leads into the fifth perek. I'll go through it quickly. Page Reish. This reviews the whole last chapter that we spent the last number of weeks on. Remember, there are ten levels of the soul, which are the ten sfiros. So le'eser b'chinas ha'nefesh yesh shlosh levushim ve'im ha'machshava dibur v'ma'isa shel tarik mitzvah satayra. The ten levels of the soul, which includes the intellect and the characteristics that it has, they have three garments, which is thought, speech, and action, of the 613 mitzvahs. Shekochos haneshama melubashim hem, that the power of the soul is enclosed in them. As, you know, your chesed is enclosed in how you do the mitzvahs, how you speak about the mitzvahs and things like that. Because when a person is learning Torah with his thoughts, so therefore the forces of the seichel, which is chach v'bina medas, are enclosed, shel nafshel lakis, they're enclosed in your thoughts. The godly soul is enclosed in those thoughts of Torah. Ubekia mitzvahs maisis ubediburim shel divrei Torah, and by fulfilling the mitzvahs of the Torah, or speaking about the words of the Torah, melubeshes midas ahava shel neshama, then the attribute of love is enclosed in the neshama. Kikiyum amiti shel ramach mitzvahs asehu kasher mitzvahs nasis mitoch ahava v'chevetz alev l'davka v'yisbarach, because a true maintenance of the 248 positive mitzvahs comes when the mitzvahs are done through love and a desirous heart to cleave to Hashem. Ubishmirtz mitzvahs lo sase, and when you guard the negative mitzvahs not to transgress them, melubeshes midas hayir shel neshama, and the fear of Hashem is enclosed within the neshama as well. Okay. Ach yesh maila b'shlosh levushim lalu, but there is a virtue of these three garments, machshava dibur maisa, shel tarik mitzvahs haTorah, al hasogas alokos visarus avaviris belev, on achieving godliness and arousing love and fear of the heart. The advantage of this is because the Torah and Hashem are one. Therefore, through learning Torah and doing mitzvahs actively, that is how one cleaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally. Because Hashem's Torah and Him are one. So if you're thinking about His Torah and you're speaking about His Torah and you're doing the mitzvahs of His Torah, so the soul is enclosed in that very aspect of Hashem Himself. But you think it's hard to understand. Hashem is the infinite and there's no mind that can grasp Him. And there's no one who can grasp His thoughts and His wisdom. How can we say that a created being can grasp Hashem and cling to Hashem literally through learning His Torah and doing His mitzvahs? The answer is, but the concept is, but what is going on is Hashem has distilled His wisdom and His desire that's infinite. He's distilled it all and enclosed them in the 613 mitzvahs and the Torah and the halachas and in the letters in the 24 books of the Tanakh. Ulakein nimshla haTorah l'mayim shiyardi makom gavol l'makom l'moch, and therefore the Torah is compared to water that goes from a high place to a low place. Shizel yiridus haTorah b'shtal shosolamos, and that's how the Torah descends through the ever evolutions of the descending worlds. until they are enclosed in physical things in this world. And through that distillation, and that descent, physical person has the ability to enter God's realm of intelligence and thoughts, and to cling to Hashem's will through the fulfillment of the mitzvahs through speech and action. As we said, it's like the DNA of a baby is the parent. So the same thing, the Torah, you know, has a DNA of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that one can attach oneself with. Although, you know, there might be much more than what we can grasp of the true understanding of Hashem, but still it is a true, level of God's will at a certain level. So since the 10 levels of the soul, with all its details and all its forces, are enclosed within the garments, in their garments, through thought, speech, and action of the 613 Torah mitzvahs. So your soul is enclosed within the garments of talking about, thinking about, and doing the mitzvahs and the Torah. And that is all connected with Hashem. So therefore, this cleaving to Hashem, and he fell asleep. This is that happens through learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. It penetrates the entire soul. The whole soul is literally connected with Hashem. For Hashem mamish makiv esol merosh atzofo, and also the light of Hashem surrounds the person from head to toe. Vinei. Based on everything that's explained, now we can understand what the rabbi said: in 1 hour of tshuva and good deeds in this world is greater than all the world to come. Why? Because the pleasure of the neshama in the world to come is comprehending godliness. A creature can only comprehend the rays and light of the Shekhin alone. When you learn Torah and do the mitzvahs actively, you literally cleave to Hashem. Why? Because Hashem's Torah and Him is one. Even though Torah is enclosed in physical things, and would appear that the light of Hashem is hidden from us. Still, it's possible for a person to feel this closeness and cleaving to Hashem through the Torah mitzvahs. Why? It's similar to a person who hugs the king. Regarding the fact the king is wearing clothes, and Gorea Klal B'Malsi Skarvus V'Dvekas Baruch, it doesn't take away from the closeness you feel to the king. You don't see the king as much, but you feel him. And so too, the garment, the physical garments of the mitzvahs do not hold back the person from being able to feel that closeness and cleaving to the light of Hashem as it is enclosed within the Torah mitzvahs, which is His wisdom. So you're able to hug the king. However, as we added, the Chassidus Mor said, only to the degree that you have purified yourself. If you've purified yourself, then you will appreciate this cleaving to Hashem. If you don't purify yourself, you'll be hugging Him, but you won't realize that you're hugging Him. So, and therefore, in this world, you can enjoy more cleaving to Hashem if you have purified yourself, if you've worked through your mitzvahs. Remember, purifying is through basically what? Developing the midos. If you've developed the spheros, those are the kochos. If you develop and you're aware of the kochos ha-nefesh, if you're aware of those kochos ha-nefesh, and it's those kochos ha-nefesh that are enclosed within the mitzvah, so you feel that you are enclosed, you feel like you're wearing a mitzvah. Just like you all feel you're wearing clothes right now. Everybody knows I got clothes on. So, if you appreciate it, if you developed your midos, you know, give an analogy, you know, people who exercise, in the first stages of exercising, there are many people who have a terrible body awareness, where the trainer will say, okay, Do you feel your biceps? And the guy says, no. I just feel pain all over. You know, I just hate this. You know, in the first stages, they have no body awareness. The person says, okay, twist your body this way. Now you should feel a pull. Do you feel a pull? No. Do you feel anything? No. Right? So they're just not in touch with their body. This is what a good trainer, you know, gets the person to realize, to learn to have this body awareness. So why am I bringing that up? Because you have to have soul awareness too. And you haven't have soul awareness until you're in touch with your soul, which is really developing the mitos. When you've developed the mitos, and it's within those mitos that the person now gets enclothed in the various mitzvahs of thought, speech, and action. Then when you have that awareness, it becomes aware of what is it being enclothed with. It's being enclothed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that mitzvah is just the symptom of Hashem. And therefore you can feel that closeness. But it's only if you've developed that awareness. And that comes through purifying your neshama. Then you become aware of it. Then you feel that dveikus. Now in the next world, you can't have that dveikus. But you can have a greater awareness. In the next world, there's lots better awareness that can happen. But you can't feel the dveikus. You only get the rays. That's all you get. You get the ray. You have a greater clarity of that ray that comes down. Okay. So based on all this, so now in the fifth parak, he explains more how the mechanics of this works and why you need certain aspects happening during your learning and your mitzvahs. So on Reish Dalet now, in the brackets, the italicized brackets, the parak kodem, nizbara malas hamachshava dibur meister shel targ mitzvah satera, legabe yeser kochas haneshama atzma. In the chapter before, we explain the virtues of thought, speech, and action of the 630 mitzvahs in regarding to the 10 forces of the soul itself, that through them, the neshama is able to achieve and comprehend and the greatness of Hashem, and it arouses feelings of love and fear. V'yasher al-rak al-yidei limud ha-Torah v'kiyum mitzvot, but it only happens by actively learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. V'machshav adir v'mais with thought, speech, and action. Miskari from Miskasha Adam Kadosh Baruch Hu. A person connects to Hashem Himself. Kivin Shatorah Mitzvahs Hain Kula Chadim Kadosh Baruch Hu. Torah Mitzvahs are one with Hashem. The parak that Moshe Rabbeinu Avar, the Rebbe is going to add and explain in this parak, should be Miskasha Zu Atzma Shvein Hashem LaKadosh Baruch Hu. With this attachment between the soul and Hashem, Yesh Maila Yaseira Gedolah V'Nifla LeEin Ketz. There is a tremendous virtue without end. The mitzvahs yediyas haTorah vasagasa hatluy b'machshava al kol hamitzvahs ma'isios v'afila hamitzvahs hatluyus b'dibur. He says there's a tremendous virtue here in the mitzvah of knowing the Torah and comprehending it that depends on thought, right? Over all the other mitzvahs, even on mitzvahs that depend on speech. So we'll have to explain. He's going to explain what this tremendous virtue is over here. Okay. Until you hear it, you don't know what he's talking about. And in order to appreciate this tremendous virtue of this that happens with the knowledge of Torah and its comprehension, he gives the following preface. So this is, in other words, he's trying to explain what this dveikus is. How this dveikus happens. Okay, Perikei. So these are the words of Baal Tanya. Ulu Tosefes Beir, to explain a little more. Bo'er Heitev, clearly, Lishon Tfisa. Sha'omer Eliyahu, Leis Machshava Tfisa Bach Chul. I want to explain clearly the word Tfisa. Tfisa literally means grasping. The words that Eliyahu Navi says, as it's brought in the Zohar, that says, there's no thought that can grasp him. There's no thoughts that can grasp you. So we have to explain that first. So the Sisma verse explains. We brought in the fourth chapter from the Zohar, where Elio is quoted as saying about Hashem, that leis machshava tvisa b'chlal, Hashem, nobody can grasp you. There's no thoughts that can grasp you. Hainu, meaning, sheshu machshava in any yechol lahavinu l'zak is kodesh baruch. There's no thought that can grasp Hashem. That's the great virtue of Torah mitzvahs. Even though no thought can grasp it, but through the Torah mitzvahs, through the Torah mitzvahs, the soul can grasp and be enclosed in Hashem, literally. Let's understand. Why did Elio use the expression tvisa? There's a lot of words in Hebrew that can be used to explain that we don't understand Hashem. Leis machshava, there's no thoughts that can blank you. So what would you put into that blank? If you ask, what word do you put? There's no thinking that can blank you. So he says, why didn't he use, look at the brackets, v'lo loshen shel havana or yidia. Why didn't he say there's no thoughts that havana, understand you, yidia, that know you. Why didn't he say grasp? For in the Chor Lashon Tfisa, that word grasping, matim yoser, but over gashmi, shesheich lechus bo. It's more suitable to use the word grasping to grasp something physically. You're grabbing it with your hand. Litfos also beyond. Alova, sagas, svara, sigils. That's not the best Hebrew word to use for understanding a logical, concept. And certainly, going out to Reish Hei, certainly godly concepts, b'machshava seichel, you're using your intellect, so why using the expression grasping? Ach berin yinu, let's explain the concept. Hine kol seichel, says the Baal HaTanya now, keshemaskil umasig, b'sichlo eze muskal, any intellect, when it thinks, and it comprehends in its intellect, any muskal, any concept, so there's the seichel and the muskal. Seichel is your brains. The muskal is the concept. So whenever a brain is comprehending a concept, the intellect is grasping the concept and surrounds the concept with its intellect. And the concept has now been grasped and it's surrounded and enclosed within the intellect that has comprehended it. Explains the Chassid Mevoros. Haloshen tfisa, this word tfisa, grasping. We use this word, the Elionova uses this concept of using this word to explain understanding logical ideas. It's coming to show the unity that is developed between the power of the intellect in the person and the concept he is thinking about. In other words, hasvara v'davra muskal, that logic. Shemevin umaskal, he now understands, ki kasher adam maskil umasi geiz v'davra sechol, when a person thinks about and gets, masik, he achieves an intellectual thing, hainu shemevin haiti l'ashro, where he understands it very clearly, and so until the logic has been implanted and grasped, that logic, that reasoning, enters into the person's intellect and is unified with his intellect. Now becomes part of his intelligence. It is now stored in your long-term and short-term memory banks. We understand this scientifically. We say there's information that is stored in your long-term, short-term memory banks. It's in the brain. So therefore, habitu hamatim l'teir ha'achdus zuhu loshen tfiso. Therefore, the expression that is suitable to describe this unity of the intellect and the concept that has been understood as an expression of grasping. It's now in your brain. Your brain has grasped it. It's there. That's what we brought from a Pinkus on Pesach. We talked about the mitzvah of tefillin was to show us that, you know, what the brain, whatever the brain thinks is always there. It never leaves. never leaves. Whatever, that means whatever your brain has grasped, it never leaves. Even if you forget it, it's still there. So that's the idea of grasping. There was this idea that was not in your brain. This idea now is in your brain, and your brain is grasping it, is there. So just like your hand grasps an object, your brain is grasping an idea that's now part of you for the rest of your life. And that is part of your schema. That's what schema is. Schema means all past experiences that have now been assimilated into your consciousness. That is grasping that object. It is now, that concept is now in your brain. And it ain't ever coming out. Okay, Liaser Beer, to explain a little more. Let's say a person hears or learns a svara, a logical reasoning from a Talmud Chacham. Even if you agree with that principle, and you say it has a place, makes sense, but that idea is not totally settled in your intellect. And consequently, that logic is not necessarily assimilated as absolute truth. In that situation, the logic is in his brains. But we can't say that logic is his, that he owns it. You can say within his brain lies a piece of logic from somebody else. Somebody tells you a concept. So, you know, you hear it. Okay, here's just saying, I don't totally understand the whole idea. Got a lot of questions on it. It's not a fully developed idea. And therefore, it's just sitting there. That idea, somebody else's idea is sitting in your brain. Somebody else, so-and-so said this idea. So once you've heard it, you've heard it. You can't say it's not there. You've heard it. But you haven't really worked it through. But when that logic, that idea, that reasoning becomes very sure, clear, kloimer, that concept is so true in your intellect, until your own brain says, this has to be true. I must admit that's a profound idea. But not that you rely on the other guy. Well, the other guy told me it. I guess it's true. But when you really get it, and you really becomes true to you, then that concept now changes to be part of your intellect and part of your Welt und Schwung in life, and that's how you're going to view life now.
That is if you accept that.
That's if you accept it. Yes, you accept it.
Because you can come to a different conclusion.
Fine, you come to a different conclusion. But if you say, you know what, I worked it out and it makes sense. Then, l'chein havona v'asoga shel svar sichlis nikras b'shem tvisa. That's when you call that understanding and that comprehension, intellectually, we call that grasping. Ki b'shar she'ara masig svar shel sichlis ashrob. When a person totally gets an idea, clearly, ha'sechel tov v'samuskel. The intellect now is grasping the concept. Misachimo is unified with it. Venasachimeno becomes part of him. Like a person grasps a concept. Let's say he grasps an object and it becomes his. You know, I've been previewing some movies to show later on in the year for the shul. So there's a very great movie we're going to see where it shows you in the movie how the German mind worked in grasping what a Jew was. In grasping what a Jew was. And it's an incredible movie because it shows you it through the eyes of an 8-year-old. Then an 8-year-old can see the emes sheba emes. So there's this home where this fine, upstanding German family and the husband becomes a kommandant in a concentration camp. And therefore they have the fortunate Jewish inmates, the fortunate ones get to peel potatoes in their house. Right? So now you have to remember that after years of being fed what do you call it, the propaganda that a Jew is vermin, a Jew is lice, right? That's a concept, but then it has to become true. They really are lice. So then if they are really lice, then if the Jew does anything wrong, you know, just by spilling a little wine, you ruthlessly beat him up because he's not human. So they grasped the concept. It was so true to them. While the 8-year-old is looking and saying, what did this guy do that you beat him up like this? So they say, don't you get it? They're vermin. They're lice. So he has a 12-year-old sister who already is smart enough to grasp the idea that Jews are lice and vermin. And the 8-year-old doesn't get it. And you can see, and then the husband who's the commandant, you know, behaves one way and the wife doesn't, disagrees. I hear what you're saying, but this is not humane. Right? So that there's grasping an idea. You could say Jews are lice and vermin. Okay, I hear what you say. I don't totally accept it. So I don't grasp it. But the Germans, you know, by and large, soldiers certainly, they've accepted, if you say a lie enough times, people will believe it. You know, say enough lies about a rabbi, people will believe it. Right? So they believed that the Jews were not human. Right? So, while the 8-year-old, the world of lies doesn't get into him yet. He just doesn't get it. Yeah, that's an incredible movie. But that's the idea of grasping it. Now this is my logic. It's not, you know, Goebbels trying to convince me that Jews are vermin. No, I totally get it. It's totally true to me. Right?
So the grasping isn't necessarily emes. It's just that.
Yeah, it could be something false. But you can hear something say, well, that's your opinion, and I hear your opinion. I don't necessarily agree with it yet. I haven't worked it through. You give a theory that Jews are lice and vermin. That's an interesting idea, but I don't know if that's true. When the person works it through by hearing repetitive, and there could be false logic working here. But when you grasp it, then you look at a Jew and you see vermin, you treat him like vermin. Then it's yours. That's yours now. That's what you've grasped that concept. So the same thing, you know, in better ways. I'm just saying, it's like when you'll see this movie, we're going to show it in November during Holocaust Education Week. We'll really get the first of the five movie nights down. So you'll see that's what the process of propaganda. Purpose of all advertising is to get the people to grasp the idea of the falseness. You know, without this iPod, my life is over. I cannot live. And I've been convinced that if I don't have it, I'll never be happy. That's what advertising is to make people grasp illusions that are really not true. That's how bad it is, right? While Torah, Baruch Hashem, is a little bit different, a lot different, right? So therefore, he's saying, you know, if you understand the idea, now it's yours, and now you grasp it. So in footnote 3, at the bottom, he says, that's not totally the same as the idea of grasping something physical. Why? It's even more. It's a greater grasping. When I'm grabbing this, even though I'm grasping this tightly, but this item is still a separate entity from my hand. My hand is one thing, the item is another. When it comes to spiritual ideas, when something grasps something else, to be his, there's two things have come to be unified. The concept and my intellect are unified. It's not like it's my brains and there's something else. My brains now have melded with the idea, and my idea and the brains are one. Just said, my hand is not one with this bag. It's not one, because I can let it go. As long as I'm holding it, we look unified, but we're not unified. We are not unified. The idea, my brain is my schema. That's what I think. That's what I am. And now this idea has been assimilated into my brain. It's my idea. It's part of me. I can never separate it. So that German never could look at a Jew differently unless there's anti-propaganda that will change it. Could change an idea. But until it's changed, and it's your idea, that's how you walk, talk, think, and you base everything your life on. Now, if you start talking about hashkafas sachayim, talking about hashkafas sachayim, you know, emuna, you know, now that's the game is won and lost to how much you grasp those concepts, to how much that idea is yours, right? That's what you yishvadas for, to be able to totally grasp that idea, then that becomes you. That's why you got to review, and you're going to see now, you know, how important it is to toil in Torah. It's going to have a natural outgrowth for that. Let me just do the next paragraph on Reish Vav before we take questions. We'll just finish this little bit. He says, "V'zeo perish divrei Rabbeinu." That's what our Rebbe means when he says, "Harei asechel tofeses hamuskol umakivu b'sichlo." That's what the Rebbe means when he says the intellect grasps the concept and surrounds it with its intellect. And the concept has now been grasped and surrounded and clothed within the intellect that now has comprehended it. Meaning, with this activity of the intellect, the process of grasping the concept and surrounding it, what does it mean in brackets? To have the concept penetrate into your mind. Just like you physically would grasp something. Your hand surrounds the object. As if the object is now swallowed up in my hand. So the idea becomes swallowed up in my conscious reality. The concept becomes grasped within the intellect. Umukov muvish, it's surrounded and enclosed bo. Shanasa balua, it's totally swallowed up, lagamri, v'docha sechel, in the intellect. Atshara misacheri masechel v'achtasvur, until the person is unified, a total unity with that idea. You're beginning to understand what he's talking about now. Those words, this wondrous knowledge, this wondrous connection. We're talking about dveikas tashev, it's not this kind of dveikas. It's this kind of dveikas. If not, now you have a Torah concept. It's a Torah concept. It's now in your mind. So where's that closeness of Hashem? It's in your mind. Right? It's in your mind. It's part of you. Intellectually. Right? Which now means you're thinking like God. You're thinking like God. You have a God-like mind. And that's the idea of Das Torah, where Tzaddik has Das Torah, where you can say, "Rabbi, how do you know this? You know, how do I know this? I just know it has to be true." Because you've got all these godly understandings that you've totally assimilated. You've totally grasped them. You hear ideas of Amunah, Schar, Va'onish, reward and punish, all these ideas. It says, okay, when you first time, these are principles of Judaism. I hear. I haven't grasped them yet. When I really understand what Schar and Onesh means, I really understand what Bitachon Hashem really means, and I've gone it over and over and over, and I've acquired it and it's mine, that means that godly intellect is one with you, and therefore, then the next line of the Zohar, that what Yisrael v'oiraisa v'kudshah b'richu chad, the Jewish people and the Torah and Hashem are one. That's what it means. That's what it means. A Jewish mind, a non-Jew cannot do this. A non-Jew cannot be toe-face Torah. They can't. They can toe-face facsimiles of Torah, but not Torah. They don't have a neshama. A neshama, only a neshama. Nefesh, ruach, neshama. Neshama, the third aspect of the soul. That's the godly soul. That third aspect, neshama means that level of soul that enables your brain cells to grasp God's Torah. A goyish cup can't do it. Nothing, it just cannot do it. A goyish cup cannot say Nasa v'nishma. It cannot. They're not capable of saying Nasa v'nishma. Nasa v'nishma is a godly concept. and therefore they can't grasp it. And you grasp it, it's part of you. And then you're one with Hashem. Okay, so now that cannot be if you just hear the ideas. Go ahead, that was a nice idea. You know, you try to work. Some people in the shul, it's so, you're trying to be makar of them. It's so frustrating. You tell them such emes haTorah, and they go, that's interesting. So I want to take them by the throat and say, don't, that's emes! It's not interesting, it's emes! It's how you have to live your life. You know, God does decide how much pronounce you make on Rosh Hashanah. That's emes! That's interesting. And he'll still work on Shabbos. No, it's MS. How could you work on Shabbos? How could you work on Shabbos? It's like, you can't work on Shabbos. When you get to that stage, right? And obviously, these ideas, as you get older, become more MS, and more MS, and more MS. Right? So then you naturally are going to behave in ways, just like, you know, nobody needs to be proved that you keep your hand out of a fire. That's an MS you learn pretty soon. That's an emes you grasp pretty soon, right? That's easier for you to grasp it, but it's not a lofty concept. The emes that Hashem runs the world and takes care of every single thing in your life, that's a lofty concept. For if you to acquire that, to be your thinking, it becomes your thinking, not just a superimposed thinking on your life, right? That's a whole different ballgame. And that's what we said in this week's Parsha class about, you know, the person... This is Fasema said. Mike, I'm sure you already learned it by now. Right? You heard it already. This Fasema says that you can only assimilate Torah knowledge if you're like a desert, where you don't have any preconceived ideas. Only if you think you're deficient will you accept what Torah has to say. Right? And then you'll accept it, means that you'll assimilate it as being part of your wealth. And Shanga, this is how you're going to live. So this is the profound unity that we're talking about here. You know, you say, I'm Davik Tashem in my mind. What do you mean you're Davik? What does that mean you're Davik? It's one. The idea is one. It's something that is totally one within my mind. Now, obviously, if you got other Narish Kaiten that are one in your mind, how's that going to fit in? So let's say as a child, you grow up and your parents say, you know, the only way you're going to make a parnasa, the only way you're going to make a parnasa is if you get a university degree and you're a professional. And that's the only way you're going to make, and you're going to be in charge of your destiny in your life. And you have pounded into your head for 20 years, for 25 years, that's the way it is. So what happens when you read a Gemara in Be'ah that says all your money is decided on Rosh Hashanah? And that's God's wisdom. So what happens? That's interesting. But you already have in your mind totally entrenched is I'm only going to make a parnasa if I make it happen. It has nothing to do with Hashem. That's what you've been pounded in your head for 25 years. And now you got to dislodge that and make room for the emes. So somehow you got to be shown that this is not true. This is false. This is totally false. Okay, so that's the debate. Is it sur meira and then asay tov? Or the Aseh Tov creates the Sur Meirah. That's the difference between Hasidus and non-Hasidus. If I just keep putting in how great Hashem is, you know, that'll blast the other stuff out. So you got to get rid of the bad ideas. It's two different ways to do it. But there's no way. So how is a person? So now what's Kabbalah Satorah all about? We're celebrating Shavuos. What do we celebrate? Well, we're celebrating a day where the Jewish people were informed of some interesting ideas. 10 very interesting ideas. Very interesting that there's a God and we shouldn't worship idols. And we shouldn't say his name in vain. Well, it's interesting. It's interesting to keep Shabbos. I hear it. You know, it's interesting. You should honor your parents, shouldn't kill, shouldn't steal, shouldn't covet. That's nice. But I don't live my life that way. I'm not toe-face it. So that's why we said you've got to, you need 49 days to clear out all the mishigasim. What are you working on? For 49 days, you're working on your midos. You know, why are you not toe-faced this idea? Could it be that, number one, the Torah is built on kindness and you haven't worked on your chesed at all and you're lacking in chesed? Could be you have no self-control. You have no gvura. Could be you have no humility to accept an idea that's different than yours, so you're suffering in hod. You know, that's where those midos that we're trying to work on for the last 7 weeks, is that you're going to hear it. As we said last Shabbos morning, that every Shavuos, you get Kabbalah Sator. Every Shavuos, you get Kabbalah Sator. It's not to say, well, it's interesting. We are celebrating that the Jewish people at that point in time and forever from that moment on have the ability to totally grasp Hashem. And that you're able to look at the world differently than any other people on the planet. And that is part of what your psyche is all about. And from the psyche, it goes down to the body, and you walk and talk differently, totally grasping that there's a God in this world. Baruch atah Hashem Elokim Acholam Shelo Asani Goy. Right? That's... So, and once that's part of you and it's in you, you know, then that's an incredible state of being. You've got the infinite wisdom of Hashem that you're grasping on your level, obviously. You're grasping that. And that's totally one with you. So that's an incredible closeness that exists. Okay, there's much more to talk about. And we'll continue next week. That'll be right before Shavuos. Okay, go ahead.